Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, welcome everybody. It's time for people to fight back. Too many people have died in these nursing homes. The program that is supposed to help people most of the time kick in too late. And even if they do kick in, there's no guarantee that the person gets out of the nursing home that they're going to stay out. And we're going to talk about that tonight. The word hardship can be very helpful if you're in a nursing home. Don't let people push you around. You know, that's a principle that you learn in law when you go before a judge. Don't let the judge push you around. We've seen people die. We've seen people be stuck in nursing homes. We've seen people lose their home, their apartment. Happens every day of the week. Now, the bottom line is the money. That's what it's all about, the damn money. So if a person can be their own payee, you know, and they're competent, and the money goes in the account, all right, the nursing home is going to want you to sign something that you're turning over most of that money to them. Don't do it. Claim hardship. And the reason for it? Because you want to get out of there. You want your home to remain intact, your apartment, whatever dwelling you've had. You should not lose that. That's your protection. So it's a hardship to give them all that money. Now, I don't know the legalities of that. I'm not going to pretend to know that. But I know one thing. You'd have a lot of people fighting for you, including Inner Sight, to claim that hardship. If you have a family member who's your payee, hopefully, and you want to fight back in this way, hopefully that family member will honor you and help you. Inner Sight will help you. We're not afraid. We're not just talking about this. We'll do it. I'm going to make a commitment to the world. And I don't know the legalities of it, but you know what? I don't care. Because I'm not afraid of anything at this point in my life. We will be the payee for anyone who's in a nursing home and stand by them and help them claim hardship. And I'm pretty sure we can find a lawyer to back us up. So if you need Inner Sight to do it, let us know. We'll put your money in a separate account in your name, as and we be the payee. You know, give them $20 a month. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how they can still make their money. Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. The little bear, roar, the great Akita, mine is right here next to me, and doing a great job of guiding me and doing her best as a guide dog. Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, Big East, Joanne Diamond. The Akita lady, check them out. Adopt an Akita. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, all the others, we honor them every night. Go an extra mile for a child. and make sure that child is safe. All right. And I do commend Mr. Biden on one thing, that he wants to give money for children. Commendable. But he ought to do a lot more to give us our freedom. All right, Inner Sight and Kennedy Realty, my buddy here in Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Very knowledgeable guy, very friendly guy, a good friend to Inner Sight. And we appreciate his help very much. Kennedy Realty. I'd like to get him on the program one night, talk about real estate. 631-888-1186. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical? There's a guy who's got a program called Nobody Starves on Long Island. My friend Gary. So give him a phone call. 631-484-3085, phone number. And if you're disabled and you have trouble getting the food, just tell him, and he's been known to accommodate people. Incidentally, yours truly has some dog food dry if anybody needs it out there. I got a big bucket that you can haul it in. So call the Inner Sight number if you need dog food or for your service dog. Our number, 631-224-3090. No charge. All right, Inner Sight. What else we got? Oh, some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, Turo Law Center, with a .com, and the Sunset Restaurant. So some of the friends who we hope will come back, we're working on the benefit honor, Pamela Raymond, the former soap opera star, and we're hoping to get the beach here in Sayville, Long Island. Gazebo, they call it, right? Yeah. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And let's see, what else we got? We'll do the Able News a little later on, but Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. And again, our phone number, 631-224-3090. You want to email us, it's innersightpmail.com. No attachments. All right. James Bahamonde, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. Do you have any questions about your civil rights? Yes, and I got to tell you, I'm very disappointed in my congressman, hoping that it was just a fluke that they're going to contact me. They were supposed to contact me today about an appointment to talk about enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act. On Thursday, we'll be doing a show on that, how the ADA should be. We'll get into that on Thursday. All right, Inner Sight. And millions and millions of people want to stay out of a nursing home. There's three programs, which to me are horrible, you know, because there's different criteria, and you got to meet the criteria, and then you got to be controlled by the state. And then even if you do get out, there's no guarantee you're going to stay out. State can still come along and, you know, through their so-called authority, force you into a nursing home. So we're telling people, fight back. Become your own payee of your Social Security. That's what the nursing homes are after. But no one can take your Social Security. That's illegal. That I know, because I had it happen to me one time, and they had to immediately stop. They put a lien on my account some years back, and I called an attorney, and he immediately contacted them, and they could not put a lien on a Social Security check. So become your own payee, or have someone as your payee that you trust, and claim hardship. Now, the nursing home's not going to like that. But what they should be doing is, most of the money comes from the government anyway. They're going to get that. The new thing should be that the agencies for the disabled should start raising money to pay for a person who has to be in a nursing home. See, if you have your apartment intact, if you have most of your money, you don't have to stay in that nursing home. You can leave. There's the key right there. And that's what these programs for the disabled administered by the independent living centers do nothing about. See, that's how the program should be. The agencies for the blind and disabled should make up the difference. The person should claim hardship. They need their apartment. I'm going home. I may be here for a month, 2 months, but damn it, I'm going home. So you need your apartment. See, what happens is they take away your apartment after a period, you know. Then they take most of your money. They give you $50 a month. Well, do it the other way around. I can only give you $25 a month. Go to the agencies. Let them make up the difference. Let them fundraise. They'll make money on it, damn it. And if need be, they should be mandated to do it. Deserve to live their lives in their own home and not have to die in a nursing home. Nobody should have to die in a nursing home. It's a horrible, horrible death and life. And then if you had your own money, you could get a different medical opinion. You could pay for a doctor to come and examine you. There's so much you could do with that money. You could get better food while you're in there. Get your own food. There's so much that is being missed because the nursing homes take all your money. Don't let them do it. Inner Sight will back you up. You need us to back you up? We will. You need us to be the payee? We'll do it. We're not afraid. Or we'll find somebody honorable who will do it. There's plenty of good people that would stand with a person. You know, it would be, the money would be in your name and the person, the resident's name. There's plenty of good people who would help with something like this. So we propose, and hopefully the legislators will back us up, but don't count on it. We propose that people claim hardship, become their own payee, and if you're competent as a person, they cannot stop you from being your own payee. That money belongs to you. So Inner Sight declares it to the world. Let's eventually get rid of these nursing homes. Let the owners find another way to make all that money. There's plenty of business opportunities out there, especially now, where a lot of people have lost their business and they can't open up doors and what have you. This nursing home business has to end. People don't belong there. It's all right to go in there, you know, temporarily. You're keeping your dwelling. You're keeping most of your money. And then you can make a move. The way it is now, if these programs fail you, you know, or don't come around quick enough and you get an apartment, you could lose it. Why should you have to fight to get an apartment when you already have one? You see the stupidity in that, the stupidity. It's worse than stupidity. It's evil. Why take an apartment away from someone, and even the Section 8? The Section 8 payments. Why make a person lose that and then go on a program to, it doesn't work most of the time. It takes years and years and years. And how many people are put on the wrong program? We had that done to one of our listeners. You hear Maureen on the show. How many others have been on the wrong program for years and years? But why do they do that to people who are disabled? Take away your apartment and then take away your money. You know, that should not be. It should be the other way around. They should want to see the person go home and be protected in their own living quarters. And what little money we get, those of us who are disabled, they have no right to touch that. There should be no, that should be protected by law under all circumstances. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and don't forget we're on television tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So check it out. And Thursday night, 7:30, on the Long Island Altice. That's channel 2730 tomorrow night. So you can watch that if you want. It's a rerun. But then after that, you can tune us on with Inner Sight. Tomorrow night's show is how the ADA should be. All right, we are hoping to open the phone soon. 213-816-1650, the number. And anyone out there who has someone in a nursing home or who's afraid of going into a nursing home. Why are people afraid of going into a nursing home? I'll tell you why. Not only because the place is horrible and there's so many stories of abuse. Yeah, that's a big reason. But even worse than that, they lose everything. They lose their home. They got to surrender most of their money. To me, that's the more scary part.
Yeah.
You know, because you can scout around and get some opinions and, you know, find out which nursing home supposedly is better than the other. That doesn't mean you're going to get accurate information, but at least you could try.
It also,
but
Frank,
if you go into a place, I think the most fearful thing is that you lose your home and your money.
Yeah.
And now where do you go? And then you go on one of these programs.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes years and years and years. In the meantime, the person deteriorates, gets worse,
like my mom.
And has no choice of medical treatment. You know, you got to take what they give you.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
It would have been
worse
for my mom if I allowed them to place her. It would have been much worse because she would have been put in a state home, and I've seen them because my grandmother was placed in a state home, and it wasn't pretty.
If you would have claimed hardship and you were her payee, you could have stopped that.
Sadly, I was her power of attorney, and it couldn't stop what they were doing.
Yeah, but that's different than a payee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it gave
that's
you
different.
More control, from what I understand.
You
being
know,
the power of attorney to somebody.
A person has to be competent. We're talking about people who are competent to handle their own money. Payee.
Right.
Now, I don't believe that Rosie was declared incompetent by a court.
No, but she was declared incompetent by the nursing home.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing as the court.
That's right.
See?
That's why I immediately
That should have gone to court.
That's right. I had a lawyer.
If you wanted to fight it.
To get her bank released to me, all her stuff, I had to take my, power of attorney, and they didn't accept that anymore. They didn't want my power of attorney.
Were you her payee?
I was her power of attorney. From
yeah,
what
but
I
you
understand,
weren't her payee. There's a difference.
No,
difference.
I
who was her payee? Was she her own payee?
No.
Well, who
well,
was?
Well, I know. Maybe I was. I don't know.
Don't you know?
Nope. I didn't never even heard of that term until you said it the other day.
If you were her payee,
I would have known.
You know, you should have. You could have made a deal with the nursing home.
Yeah. Until you said that the other day, I had no clue. You know, I must have been.
All right. Well, that's all. That's
all
water. It's all water
under
the
bridge.
We're talking about people now, currently, who may be going into a nursing home or who are in a nursing home.
But then again, here's the other thing, Frank.
If you, what?
Here's the other thing. I couldn't thoroughly read any of the documents that they were putting in front of me. Okay? So I made a move after my mother had passed. To read the documents for myself, and I had no clue I could do this even. You could have them read every document to you from Social Security. I had no clue that I could do that. So
you really don't have to read it. I'm talking about the payee.
Now listen to
me. The bottom line is the money.
Wait a minute.
That's all they give a damn about.
I could have been her payee. And not even know about it because the documents were not read to me. You see what I'm
trying to say? There's nothing you can do about that now. But let's talk about current people who are in this situation.
Correct.
If you're competent and you're in a nursing home or you have to go to a nursing home.
Correct.
Don't let the nursing home take all your money. Claim hardship. You know? At worst, you'll get your day in court and you'll be able to fight it. And, you know, anyone out there, as I mentioned before, I'll say it again, anyone out there in that situation, Inner Sight will help you.
Okay.
You know, we'll help you.
Maureen.
To the point where even if we have to go to the news media, and have a news conference or whatever. We will help you. And the solution, part of the solution is that these nursing homes and the government should go after these damn agencies to make up the difference in the money. Why? Because a person has a right to live in their own home.
That's
why.
Right. Yeah.
And the right to go home.
That's right.
And not have to give all their money to a place that they don't like.
Yeah.
That they don't want to be in.
That's right.
Believe
you
me.
You saw the grave.
The public difference. Would the public would stand behind most people.
They don't know
I believe
what truly
that.
Goes on in a nursing home. Okay? They only hear the little bit of stories that are told, but you actually are cognizant and have to live in a nursing home because, say, it goes a little bit over your therapeutic range because you need a little bit more therapy because of your condition, and you stay there a little while longer. I've had to do it twice in my life, and I never want to do it again, never. Okay, I'm going to challenge them the next time, big time challenge them. And if I do, I hope we all win from the way I challenge.
Well, you didn't lose your, when you were in there, you didn't lose your apartment, right? Or did you?
No. No.
No, well, there's the difference. That's what I'm talking about.
I was close. I was close when I was living out wasn't Greenlawn. That's where my mom lived. Hold on. I got to
remember.
So
you did it. Did you pay them?
Almost.
Did you? Hold it. Did you pay them out of your money?
They switched over my Medicaid to nursing home Medicaid, and that's why they got what they got.
Yeah, but what about your Social Security or your disability?
Not yet. It wasn't switched over.
Oh, all right. So you didn't have, so you didn't lose that, and you didn't lose your place. That's what we're talking about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's an example right there.
Right.
Maintain that.
Temporary.
Don't let them
situation.
Take it. That's why you gotta. No. That's why you gotta sign something that says hardship that they can't take it.
Well, it was a
it's
temporary
gotta be
situation.
In writing.
Yeah, it was a temporary situation for me, but I think each person is. It's different. Their situation.
It should be temporary for everybody.
Different. Yeah, it should. You know, really, it should. You know,
sure, it should.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to stay in a nursing home for. Well, I'm
no,
not going to
nobody.
Say nobody. Very few people want to stay in a nursing home for the rest of their life.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's the
answer.
You
have Maureen? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You got to. People have to take a stand on this.
Oh, I promise you, the next time they say that I have to go into a nursing home, I'm going to take a stand because I'm not going to let myself go into one. That's all.
Well, the money to stay out is another issue.
I know.
That money should be there.
That's right.
That's one of the things that Inner Sight wants to do to the Volunteers for Freedom.
Yeah.
If you look at our petition, you know, you'll see what it's all about. Volunteers for Freedom goes right along with what we're advising people to do to declare hardship.
Yeah.
And tell the nursing home I can only give you very little money a month.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to lose my apartment.
No.
I'm not going to give up my money for this place. You know?
No.
So the Volunteers Maureen for Freedom goes
talk,
right along with that. Change.org, by the way.
Yeah.
You want to sign our petition. Why don't you do the Able News?
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has online registration that you can get for free and get yourself the actual paper via the online source, and that is ablenews.com. visit ablenews.com. Okay, thank you. And Frank, back to you.
All right, in a sight and sign our petition, Nursing Homes Kill People.
Yeah.
Change.org and also the one on the service dog. We've amended both of them.
Yes,
is anything up on the Facebook yet?
I'm still typing.
All right, so we got to get that up there, and
yes,
hopefully pretty soon.
Yes, it will.
It'll be up on our website, and look for our post on Mother's Day, on the Mother's Day issue of the guide dog, the service dog, and our question,
please,
and also the nursing home post. You know, hopefully we can get that up tomorrow because people, you know, it's coming up on the weekend.
Yeah, I know.
People
will
be able to see it.
I'm also going to see if I could post it on all our social media and also post it on the petition itself, the questions.
Yeah, put it all.
That would be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
All right, in a site, 213-816-1650. Don't let the nursing homes push you around. You know, stand up to them. You know, and if you need help doing that, call us.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get much help on that from the independent living centers. They're afraid. They're not going to go against any of the state rules. They're only going to refer you to these programs.
Yeah, and they refer you to other programs. It just keeps going back and forth, and it's like ridiculous. I've had it with all of them myself. You know, I understand what Maureen goes through.
The money from these programs, if it was used in a different way, in a much better way, people wouldn't have to stay in a nursing home.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's take a phone call from
Maureen
on the line from Queens, New York.
Here she comes.
An inner sight.
Oh,
sorry, Maureen.
That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah, I kept opening the thing, and it didn't work properly. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. I agree with you. I'm just so sick of it all, too. I mean, it's just what I'm going through. You know, I'm just thinking of going outside the country and just coming into Texas would be a hell of a lot easier. Then the paperwork
that's
I'm going through right now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's just, it's ridiculous, you know. And, you know, not only but that, you know, that stinking place I always talk about, Dry Harbor, they made my mom make her funeral arrangements when she went too. Now, I don't know, does everybody do that?
You can get funeral arrangements made if you want. It's called an irrevocable trust. And that follows you. That should follow you, and they should not do anything about it. It should follow you to the outside.
Yeah, but they made her do her funeral arrangement. Now, that was in 2012.
No, that's for her to keep some of her money, believe it or not. She's able to keep some of her money that way. So they could use it on, guess what, on the nursing home. She's able to keep some of her money so that she's able to use it on the nursing home.
So it goes back to the nursing home anyway.
I believe so, yeah.
So that's not her keeping her money. That's them getting it again.
But you know what? Once she gets out of
guess where it goes. To quote a deputy commissioner here in Suffolk County, the reason they want you to do funeral arrangements is because people go to a nursing home to die.
Yeah.
And that's what has to be changed.
Here's my poor mom 9 years later, thank God. So we could, how much money could we have saved in all that time?
Yeah, no.
You know? Well, I mean, it wouldn't be a yearly thing, but we could have had that for living in an apartment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it ends up, it all goes back to that. I missed the first 10 minutes of the show, Frank. I was on with my mom, and I was trying to get her some water and everything. I missed the first part. I heard up to where you said about the lien. They can't do a lien, you were saying?
No, they can't. They cannot put a lien on
your
Social Security. They tried it with me.
Oh, they did? Oh, that's nice.
Really?
they tried it with me a few years back, and I got a lawyer.
Lovely.
You know.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to do that.
No,
well,
I wouldn't think.
Unless they have an overpayment situation, and they did it on me. A lot overpayment. And they managed to do it. They managed to make it that way. When I called them twice on the situation, I had a lousy lawyer, to be honest. I don't care if he hears it now. I had a lousy lawyer. And he kicked me under the table.
Yeah, he sure did. He didn't do a damn thing for you.
Yeah, he kicked me under the table. Might as well have kicked me in the butt, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just horrible what I'm going through, you know, and just trying to get things accomplished. Oh, you need your mom's Medicaid card. Well, hello, she's the social worker. She should know.
They
in the nursing home,
they
we don't have a Medicaid
it.
Card. No, they don't have them in nursing homes. They use the Medicaid budget letter, I was told.
Did she have one? Did she have one when she went in there?
She wasn't on Medicaid when she went in. She only got that when she went into that stinking place. That's when she went on to Medicaid.
Yeah.
She wasn't on Medicaid before that. She was just on Medicare.
Yeah, but she must have had a card then.
No, she has a Medicare card, but she wasn't on Medicaid, so she didn't have a card. Now, when she went into the nursing home, I'm told they don't use cards. They use this budget letter, Medicaid budget letter. They don't use
Medicaid. So she didn't have a Medicaid card then.
No, she wasn't on Medicaid before she went to the nursing home, and since she's been in it, she's never had a card that I know of. I mean, they take care of all that when she goes to the hospital or whatever.
Well, they can give you a temporary letter until you get the card.
Yeah, well, I have the budget letter, that the one when I was trying to get a Social Security card, that they used that. Now, they also need a photo ID, which she doesn't have either because she didn't have a, you know, driver's license or anything before all this started.
Well, they're licensed by the state. Let them take a damn picture and stamp it, and there's your ID.
Yeah,
this one lady said.
So stupid.
This one lady said they have something called a face sheet that maybe they could use because it's got her picture and her information on it.
Yeah.
Maybe they can use that.
They could, yeah.
Then I have...
There's all kinds of things they can do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's harder to prove who you are than other people can steal your identity and not have any trouble, you know. Then I have to get my award letters, which I can't... I thought I had them, but... And I have to get hers. This is for the church, which they'll have to get that, too, because I have to be with her so that she can give permission to them so that they can get...
The social worker
I'm
can
see
get the
they...
award letters online, you know. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know,
oh,
but I won't be able to get hers.
Oh.
I don't believe.
Why not? They could get
can
hers,
can you do
too.
That for someone else? I'm sorry, friend.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure they could.
Oh.
My friend does
well,
it for
then
me
I can
all
do...
the time.
Oh, well, then I can do that for her.
Social worker.
Because one time when I wanted, are you in the room with her? Can she give permission?
And do these things.
Well, that's it. I'm so sick of having to do all this garbage. I mean,
well,
I don't have any of this
you're
stuff
blind
at home.
And you don't have a computer. You better, ADA, at least they'll give you that much.
Right.
And I'm sure there must be a copy of her reward letter in the finance office there somewhere. I mean, you know, I'm sure they must have a copy. They must get it every year, a copy of it.
They make sure they account for the money.
That's true.
Yeah, so they must have a copy of that there because how else would they know what she got? I mean, you know, so I have to do all this work, and I don't have a computer. I don't have a fax machine. I don't have this,
that,
or the other thing. And I get stuck doing everything.
Yeah, well, tell them all that. Drum it into their head.
Yeah. You know? And the poor thing is just miserable there. You should have heard her roommate was going berserk before, screaming, and the nurse said, oh, it's only a little more. So she's going nuts. Last night she was going nuts, too, the one next to her. My poor mom's so bored she's reading the tissue box yesterday. I mean, there's, like, nothing to do. And I sent her some cards. She loves the pop-up flower one. She loves the flowers. So at least she had that. Oh, 2 o'clock in the morning, I get a call this morning. Miss Willis, this is whatever she said from Silvercrest. So I didn't even know what time it was, but I knew it was still dark out. Then I hit my clock, and it was 2:10. Oh, I noticed the red spot under you. I'm sorry?
Why'd you do that at 2:10 in the morning?
You interrupt her for. Maureen, finish what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, so I noticed she had a red spot under her left eye. So, and we're going to have the doctor check it out in the morning. Okay, so trying to get, I think it was like 12-something, I finally called and got a response to the red spot from the nursing supervisor. Oh, it's nothing. Well, I was told it was nothing by the CNA anyway, but it's nothing because sometimes when people, listen to this one, sometimes when people are on aspirin and Plavix, they sometimes bleed under the skin. That's nice.
What is it?
Yeah, aspirin is no good. It makes you bleed internally.
Yeah, so that and Plavix.
Give her that.
So sometimes it makes you bleed under the skin. So she was scratching at it yesterday, they said.
Oh, there you go.
My mother died
from
aspirin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. They were saying it's no.
Stuff is horrible. No. They let people
take
it.
Well, they were saying there for a while to take one every day, remember? But then stopped saying that because it caused bleeding.
You don't need
that.
There are other things
you
can take that strengthen your heart that don't make you bleed. People are such morons.
But why did I have to get a call at 2 o'clock in the morning? I mean, it wasn't a life-threatening.
Afraid you're
going
to sue them.
It wasn't anything life-threatening, you know.
They don't care about Mary. They care about the damn place.
They care about money.
I mean, I could have been told this in the morning.
Any money, they called the administrator first and said, what should we do? And he told them, you better call the daughter. So she can't say we didn't warn her. God forbid something happens.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But that means one thing. You got to make sure that her bleeding, her timing is okay. Okay? That's
that it was? Say again, Susan?
The timing, her blood timing, her bleeding time. Because if it's marking up her body like that, it will, because I've been on Plavix, okay?
You
got
to make sure they don't give
it
a damn aspirin.
Well, that...
Forget about
anything
else.
They take her off of that. And then they also find out, it's called prothrombin time. Maybe I'm not pronouncing it right, but it's prothrombin time. It's where the platelets, when they...
Tell them you don't want her to have aspirin.
She has to have the aspirin because that prevents the blood clot.
There's other things they can give. She don't believe in it.
She's been on aspirin for, I think it's a baby aspirin just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Has she had blood clots before?
Oh, that stuff is dangerous.
No, but I know aspirin does prevent them, you know. Aspirin does prevent them, you know.
That's what they tell you, but it really doesn't. It makes it worse.
Well, she actually...
It eventually collapses the veins and the arteries.
She does scratch a lot, but I think it's because it's dry. Her skin is dry because, of course, there's no window can open because they're bolted shut.
No, she needs,
I have
she
to
needs
find out.
Good,
I think that's a fire hazard.
Yeah.
She needs some good vitamin C and a lot of other things.
Well, she gets vitamins, too, which her health care plan meeting is on the 17th, her birthday, so I'm going to go over all the medicines again, too. But I think it's probably just from the heat because it's always hot there. Sometimes they put on that extra heat. Her voice is always hoarse anymore. I think it's because it's too damn hot. I mean, you're supposed to have a little window to crack open and not just have either heat or air. Sometimes you just need air coming in from the outside, you know? I mean, I'm a little hoarse sometimes, too. It's allergy season. So it's just a horror. The whole thing is, I get up every day with my stomach just in knots because I can't take much more of it. Mm-hmm. Pandemic was bad enough, but then
concentrate on getting her out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm. That's what I'm doing.
Do right.
That's what's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, now
anyway,
the evaluation's Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's almost a week away again. You know. Hmm.
We're going to move on, Maureen.
Okay, Maureen.
And,
yeah. Take care.
You too. Okay.
Do whatever you can to get her out.
Please.
I know, I'm doing. Believe me,
you.
I'm trying as hard as I can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anything we can do to help you, you let us
know. You know that. We'll help you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
I know. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, Maureen.
Good night.
Good night.
You too.
All right,
you
in
too.
A sight.
Bye.
Talking tonight about nursing homes and how people should not release all that money to them. You know, become your own payee or get someone who you can trust to be your payee. We here at Intersight have some people who are trustworthy. If anybody has a problem with that and you don't know who to trust, contact us. We'll try to help you. We know of people who are very responsible, and some of them are even officers of the court.
That's right.
So contact us. We're not afraid to get involved with this stuff.
No, we're not.
We're not afraid to take a stand. We will back up anyone who is their own payee and claims hardship and wants to keep their apartment and their fund money, you know, because they know they're going home.
Mm.
All right? And the nursing home may, you know, they may try to fight you on this, or we'll fight with you.
Oh, yeah.
See, we're not going to abandon you because we don't believe in these places. We've seen
definitely
how they've destroyed people's lives.
Yeah.
And they're continuing to do that. So sign our petition, change.org. Nursing homes kill people. It's so damn true.
Yeah.
213-816-1650. Anybody else on the line?
Not that I saw.
All right. So Thursday night we're going to be talking about how the ADA should be.
Mm-hmm.
Give you our opinion on that. And, of course, Friday is the funnies. So we'll have some crazy stuff with that Friday night. Tune us in and get a couple of good laughs. All right, Intersight, yes, people should not be forced into a situation where they're homeless. They have no place to go. And the term nursing home is so misleading. That's not your home. That's, you know whose home that is? That's the damn owner.
Yeah.
That's his home or her home. They own it. You don't own it.
That's right.
It's not your home.
No. Nope.
You don't have a lease in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to pay the money for what? Crap food, medical care that you could do much better with if you had most of your money intact.
That's right.
You know. You have to pay for losing your home, your apartment. I mean, I don't see how these damn places are constitutional. I really don't.
No.
They should be declared unconstitutional the way they're set up. And then the agencies don't give a damn about you when you're in a nursing home.
No, they don't.
They won't say, hey, we'll send the bill to us. They won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I would do if the nursing home, if a person kept their money and their apartment and they said send the builder in a site?
Yeah.
You know what my response would be? Okay, we're a nonprofit. We can only give you $25 a month.
Yeah.
You want to help us fundraise? You want to do a fundraiser with your board, your rich board? We'll do it. And then we'll pay you the rest. You see how this could work? You see how evil these son of a bitches are? They can raise the money along with an agency. You know? And they won't do it. They'll take the person's money away and keep them in captivity and make it so they have no place to go. But you see the response that Inner Sight would give them? Every agency should give them that response. We'll help you fundraise. Why don't we set it up? Why are you going after a person who's on disability, has no money? You want to see them die in this damn place? That's really what it's about. You know? And that's the horror that we have to get rid of. Claim hardship. Give them $20 a month. Tell them to go get the agencies to pay the rest. The government's going to give them most of the damn money. They're not going to lose that. You know? Why do they need the person's lousy $1,000 a month or whatever it is?
That's not even sometimes. My mother had
whatever
to do the spend down too.
Whatever it is, take your damn money, and you can't even go out and you know, have somebody come over and say, I'll give you $100. I want to go out for a couple of hours and get some sun, wheel me around or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you got no money. How the hell can you do that?
No, you have nothing.
You got to depend on somebody, kiss their ass for a few minutes to take you outside?
To get some sunlight.
If you had the money, you wouldn't have to do that.
You'd be able to just, you know, give them a little change. You know, oh, thank you for helping me out. Or
no,
whatever.
You could hire somebody reputable.
That's right.
And pay them.
And you don't have to worry about not getting bathed. I for 2 weeks solid.
That too. You could get a
yes. Yeah.
Get an attendant.
You know what happened? They said to me this. This was so disgusting. What they did, they said to me, oh, we don't know who is assigned to you. Well, idiots, find out. Find out now. That's
if you had
I
the
said.
Money, you'd know.
Yeah. I said, listen to what they did to me. They said to me, oh, if I had a problem, you would not even, you know, shake a wand at me or anything. If I fell right here on the floor, you just let me die. Well, they took that as I wanted to die right on the floor and wanted to hurt myself. And I said to them, no. I said, if I had fallen out of my wheelchair and something happened to me, you wouldn't even help me. You just look me over, you know, and that's it. You wouldn't even come and help me. At that time, I was very pissed off.
And another thing, I want to point out people in nursing homes or going in nursing homes, stay away from psychiatrists.
Oh,
because they're going to use that against
you. Yes, they are.
You know, don't let the psychiatrist be involved.
Nope.
Because that's a thing where they can railroad
manipulate.
You.
Yeah, they can.
Into a hospital.
Right.
And they can use it in a courtroom.
Yes,
it's one of the
can.
Biggest mistakes
people make. That's right.
Don't
you
be involved
with
a
psychologist.
You
could be with a psychologist. That's not a problem. They're pretty good.
Well, psychologist is different.
Yeah.
But a psychologist evaluation can be used in court too.
Right. But here's the other issue that you come up across. Now, my mom had to be evaluated, but she was evaluated by the psychiatrist, and I'll tell you why. They would not give her anything to help her in terms of, like, naturally, if you wanted anything naturally or even not naturally to control her, how would you say, problems associated with Lewy body dementia. You get, like, outbursts, and it's not her fault. It just comes with the Lewy body dementia. It's the same.
But they didn't help her anyway.
No, they didn't. You know, so they should have, you know, maybe done something natural or even do whatever, you know.
The trick there is you should have picked the psychiatrist who's holistic.
Right.
That's what you should have done.
Yeah.
That's what I would have told him. All right. I'm going to pick
a holistic
psychiatrist.
Yeah. There is one in the city. I just found this out. They call it a functional head MRI, and they have you do tests.
You should have fought them on that.
Oh, I should have. Yeah, well, I had no clue they even existed until after my mother had passed away, and I was looking for it to somebody else.
Exist? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this psychiatrist and looking at my mom.
If you have to deal with a psychiatrist, world, make it a holistic one.
Yeah.
You know, pick it.
That's
not the nursing home, because the nursing home's going to give you a garbage guy.
Yeah,
it's going to give you a guy who should be out lifting garbage cans with a truck, yelling, yo,
next.
Because they're all a bunch of jackasses.
Is that his Monday job?
All right. Inner sight. Did these nursing homes have to be dealt with in a certain way?
Mm.
You know, people who go to court and have people declared incompetent, you got to fight that. But at least the person gets a lawyer. You get a good lawyer, they can fight it. They know what to do.
Yeah, it's true.
So the money is the main thing. That's all they care about, is the damn money. That's what they want.
That's
from
true.
You. And then that leads to them taking away your living place.
Yes.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9. I want to thank all our listeners. Thank Maureen for calling in and all the people who listen, Suzanne, co-host, and our engineer. And, yes, call Inner Sight if you need help with any of this nursing home stuff. We strongly recommend take a stand. Don't let these people push you around anymore. They've been doing it. None of the agencies is doing anything about it. We want to. We are. We have the petition. Change.org. Check it out. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. Thank you so much, and be well. Stay out of the nursing home.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, the old John Wayne saying, I might die, but I'm going to do it my way.
That's correct.
That's the spirit. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.